The popular image of New York City's Greenwich Village in the early years of the 20th century is that of a bohemian brigadoon where free love and fervent debates about politics and art flourished for a time. But in her new book, American Moderns, Bohemian New York and the Creation of a New Century, cultural historian Christine Stanzel says that those giddy bohemians did more than just establish Greenwich Village as a tourist attraction. Book critic Maureen Corrigan has a review.
Historian Christine Stanzel's new book on Greenwich Village from 1890 to the end of the First World War is called American Moderns, and it's loaded with great coming to New York stories. But nobody's is more blissful than that of the anarchist Emma Goldman. Lured away from a deadening marriage in Rochester, New York, by tales of feminist new women who were staking out independent lives in Manhattan, Goldman landed in the city where she knew no one on a Sunday in 1889. That first day, she walked into a Lower East Side cafe where she met Alexander Berkman, best known as the failed assassin of industrialist Henry Clay Frick. Berkman would become Goldman's lover and her lifelong comrade, and that evening he took her to a meeting of leading anarchists. Goldman was home. Of course, the beginnings of Goldman's public life in New York have been well chronicled. So have the lives of her fellow Greenwich Village bohemians, people like the radical writer John Reed, glamorous patron of the arts Mabel Dodge, birth control activist Margaret Sanger, and the educational reformer Randolph Bourne. In American Moderns, however, Stanzel wants to combat some charming but distorting tourist trade myths that have twined around these bohemians, their comrades, and Greenwich Village itself. There's the prevailing assumption that the village, somewhere around 1910, just began attracting artists and revolutionaries who all, independently, somehow stumbled into the great gravitational pull of its winding streets, exotic restaurants, and cheap apartments. But as the Goldman Odyssey suggests, and Stanzel vividly documents, there exists a prehistory to the heyday of the village in the Lower East Side. During the turn of the century, intellectually curious, American-born young people, eager to escape a late Victorian atmosphere of ennui, began leaping over the class divide and patronizing tea rooms filled with Jewish immigrants. Everyone would get drunk on heady arguments about politics and literature. Gradually, these college-educated visitors began moving downtown to the village to be closer to what they saw as a more authentic life. Interesting, but it's the second myth about Greenwich Village and its inhabitants that Stanzel dismantles that makes her book appealing to more than just a readership of us New York City history buffs. As colorful as the village bohemians were, and I mean that literally, since they favored decorating combinations like acid yellow and purple, they've always seemed sort of inconsequential. Their sexual and political daring rendered quaint by the roaring 20s and the radical 1930s. Through careful and inspired research, however, Stanzel shows how the village bohemians helped shove America into the modern age. She discusses, most ingeniously, their elastic style of conversation, how the bohemians decided to talk their way into the future by opening up all topics for discussion. A weekly lineup of lectures at the liberal club in the village, Stanzel says, might have included a talk on the tango, followed by others on the wobblies, the slit skirt, nudism, and the music of Richard Strauss. And as Stanzel demonstrates, those emancipated 1920s flappers would have been unimaginable were it not for the bohemians and their messy private experiments in free love, as well as their more public avowals of sexual equality for women. American Moderns is substantive, scholarly, and spicy. Though it's much less ambitious, it also serves as a wonderful preamble to Terrible Honesty, Anne Douglas's groundbreaking cultural history of New York City in the 1920s. And like Douglas's book, American Moderns is unintentionally but inevitably wistful. How could it be otherwise? Reading about these fervent young bohemians, I thought about a poster advertising some political rally that I saw on my own college campus last week. "Care about something," it implored student passersby. That poster would have been incomprehensible to the Greenwich Village bohemians in the first decades of this century. they seem to care passionately and sometimes foolishly about everything.
Maureen Corrigan teaches literature at Georgetown University. She reviewed American Moderns, Bohemian New York, and the Creation of a New Century.